trials are a part of our growth and our life in Christ. When we seek the Lord daily as we need to, we can make it through these trials. This is the Chapel Platform coming to you from Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. Let's listen now to this series of the Chapel Platform called Bible Conference Speakers of the Past, where we feature sermons by servants now with the Lord they loved and served diligently while on this earth. Today's speaker is the late Dr. Gilbert Senholm, who was the Director of Ministerial Training at the University for many years. He makes references to events that had occurred during his lifetime up to the time of this message. He spoke at a Bible Conference prayer service at the University on Friday morning, April 5, 1985. Obeying God's commands will lead us into a closer walk with Him. Let us never forsake our overwhelmingly important line of communication with God, prayer. Be true to the Lord. Listen also for Dr. Senholm's recounting of Dr. Bob Jones Sr. and his heart in his last preaching appearance in Preacher Boys, and his last challenge to the preachers of the next generation and his humble prayer with them. Dr. Senholm uses as his text Psalms 3 and 4. Call upon Jesus and trust Him so that you can serve Him. Listen now to Dr. Senholm's message, simply titled, Prayer.
This Bible conference has been a great blessing to me as I heard these men that God has sent to us. And I pray that we as students here and faculty and staff and visitors may go back to our homes with a greater desire of soul winning, compassion for the lost, taking a stand for Him. For all these years, I've kept diaries, and I was looking at the speakers at our Bible conference in 1935. When Billy Sunday preached, we were in Cleveland, Tennessee, Walter Wilson, W.L. Cooper, Dr. Jones Sr., and George McNeely. And then the next year was Dr. Mel Trotter, plus others. And I remember the night that Mel Trotter spoke, that man, prior to his conversion, as he was an alcoholic, a man of a real reprobate to the truth, he got saved. And that night, 75 young people came forward under the burden of preaching the Word of God and going out as missionaries. And that was the night that I answered God's call to preach. And I thank God for the ministry of the Lord, the opportunities that you have today to be a testimony and be on fire for God. One thing Mel Trotter said, and I want to give it to you this morning. He said, when I came back from Chicago after I got saved, I was walking down the street to my home, and I didn't recognize the surroundings. I saw trees, and I thought, I'm on the wrong block. I've never seen trees before when I walked down this street. And then it suddenly dawned upon me, I've been saved, and now I can look up and see trees. When a man is drunk, he never looks up. He always looks down. And I thought about, my, what a message that man had as he went out to preach the Word. Will you turn with me to the third and fourth Psalm for these few moments together? Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God, Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and heard me out of his holy hill, Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me. O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people, Selah. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing, Selah? But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call upon him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still, Selah. offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me to dwell in safety. Now David had many trials in his life. He saw the thousands that tried to conquer him and take those things that belonged to him. And he says that there are increased trouble that comes around. I'm sure that he was afraid that he might lose his palace. He might lose his throne. He might lose his reputation. He might lose his life. And David realized that there was only one for whom he could work and pray, and that was to God Almighty. And I'm reminded today, young people, as we're looking around to see the many multitudes who would like to destroy us every day because we stand for Christ. And I trust that because of this Bible conference, you and I have determined by the grace of God that we're going to fight those that would seek to destroy us. How unfortunate in our time we are now being told that we have 3,000 cults registered in Washington today. 3,000 cults. How did they ever get here? Well, preachers began to cut a corner here and cut this corner and tolerate sin and no longer discipline, no longer giving out the word in all sincerity and all conviction. And thus today they are laboring around this country seeking to destroy every one of us if they can, but if we're true to Him, He can't destroy us. And I'm glad today that we know Him whom to know right is life eternal. He says, many there be which say in my soul, there's no help for him in God. You know, they may call themselves Christians, they say to us. They'll not make the victories that they're looking for. I believe that this school was built for such a time as this. There's no doubt in my mind, as I used to hear these men through the years, and Dr. Jones Jr. and Dr. Bob III is speaking to you today in this time of very important conditions and terrible catastrophes that are taking place. I pray that this school may ever stand true to the Lord and never, never bow down to the things of the world. And may I say this, and I say it without apology. Today, our churches, the old traditional churches, have been turned into social nightclubs. One does not have to go outside of the city limits these days to have your fling. You go now into the churches and have your dances, have your bingo parties and all the rest of them. No longer is there the prayer. And as we look back 40, 50 years ago, we see where these churches were true to God. Souls were being saved. Hundreds went out from the young people and the older ones as well to say, yes, Lord, I'll go to the regions beyond. I'll be a testimony for thee. I believe that God could give to us a wonderful time if we'd surrender all. How joyful it was last night. And these other nights, as we have seen, students get right with God and some of the visitors here. I think sometimes we feel, is it worth it all? Well, when we see what we're witnessing today in our student body, those that go out into the field, and by the way, I've been very disappointed as I've been traveling around the country. As I see some of our men that we taught to shoot the gospel gun, to be true to the Lord, stand by the word, as they now have gone down and down and down. I was just telling Dr. Jones, our chancellor, I received a letter yesterday from one of our dearest friends of this institution. And he told me that one of our graduates today is going to speak at a combined meeting of the Roman Catholic Church, the Presbyterians, the Methodists, the Lutherans. Now those churches today have lowered the banner. There's no longer the preaching of the gospel. And to you that are here today visiting our campus, whether you're graduates or not graduates, and you are pastors, may I implore you today, take that stand for Christ. Don't yield to the pressures of the hour. We're living in a time when you can hardly find a school of this kind. And we're praying that as we train these young men and women to go out in all walks of life, they may not lower the banner of the Lord, but take their stand for Him. He says in the third verse, "But Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head." We should take on the shield of faith whereby we can quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And I'm so glad the Lord has His shield with us. Sometimes it looks very difficult and times are hard and efforts are being made to get us disappointed and do things that are contrary to the Word of God. How good it is to have the Lord with us and to pray. We prayed a few moments ago over in the student center. There weren't very many there. But we prayed for this institution. We prayed for the men that go out into the field. We prayed for the missionaries in the regions beyond who are facing the temptations of the hour. Sometimes we wonder, Lord, where are the ones that are going to take a stand for Christ? Do you remember in the Ezekiel, the 22nd chapter, the Lord said, "I sought for a man, but I found none." Zephaniah, 3rd chapter, in the 2nd verse, he says of the Israelites, they disobey. They wouldn't take correction. They wouldn't trust in the Lord. They wouldn't draw near to Him. I see a picture of that today in America. And I pray God Almighty may give to us a recognition that the Lord is with us at all times. He's our shield. And we ought to lift up our voice unto Him. He's listening to us today. Oh, how many voices are speaking out, materialism, humanism, communism, all the rest of them today. And they're trying to overcome the true voice, but they can't because the Lord Jesus Christ is very God, and He's speaking to us today. Did you talk to Him this morning? Has He talked to you? Did you listen to His voice? Did you receive the blessing that He's going to bestow upon you this day? My, we need to listen to Him as we have never listened before, that we might have in our homes that joy of knowing that we are together in one, that we believe in the Lord, that we're going to hear His voice. In Jeremiah, the 3rd chapter, in the 5th verse, it says, "We've been obedient since the time of our youth." They wouldn't listen to the Lord. They stole. They made widows. They went to wars, but they didn't ask the Lord to direct them and guide them in their way. Then it says, "I lay down and slept. I awake, for the Lord sustained me." Isn't it nice to retire and to know the Lord is with you at all times? Protecting you from the harm and the danger that lurks around as Satan seeks to destroy us. I'm glad that He is our shield. I'm glad that He is our protector. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. The pressure is going to get worse, my friends. It's going to get difficult from time to time. And when I think of our little children growing up in the midst of us, in our homes, we ask the question, what is going to be their future? We need to pray for them that they might be protected by the hand of God. They might grow up in the admonition of the Lord. That someday they might stand in the pulpits of our country and go across the seas to be a testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ. How I remember our founders. He was so concerned about this school that it might be true to God. And I shall never forget, and some of you here today, do you remember that morning, as he went to us for the last time in the preacher boys class, in the concert hall, he told us of some of the difficulties that he had encountered when he established this university. How the devil fought, lies were told, threats were made, everything was done to try to mar the work of Bob Jones College as it was started in Florida. And he told us all about that. And I noticed as I looked around in the audience, the preacher boys were in tears. We felt the power of God as that great giant, Dr. Jones Sr., preached with fervency and reminded us, preacher boys, fellas, you have a responsibility. Don't do anything to cast reflection upon this institution, but don't do anything to cast reflection upon the Lord Jesus Christ, who we've given this school. And then he prayed, and as he prayed, not knowing it was going to be the last time he would speak to us. And he had said prior to that, "Boys, I'm counting on you. You are the spiritual pitch on this institution. And we're looking to you to direct the lives of thousands and thousands of people out on the field as you pastor churches, as you go out into evangelism, as you go to the foreign fields to be a testimony for the Lord. Don't do anything to bring degradation and shame. And then he prayed, and my, as he prayed, tears rolling down our cheeks as we thought of that great man that God had given to us. And as he left to go up the aisle, the concert center, all the boys stood up and clapped and applauded. And Dr. Bob, as he reached the door, turned around and said, "Goodbye, boys. I don't know whether I'll ever see you again, but I'm counting on you to be true. And if you don't, I'm going to ask the Lord to give me a leave of absence. I'm going to come down there and blow the place up." When I got to my office, my secretary said, "Dr. Bob wants to see you." "Morning, Dr. Bob." "Gilbert, when I was walking up that aisle, the boys applauded. What was that about?" I said, "Dr. Bob, there's no way we can repay the blessing and the leadership you've been to us. And that's the only way they could express their love and admiration for your kindness, for your leadership, for your discipline, for all that we've had on this campus." And Dr. Bob said, "I didn't deserve that. God did it all." And there, for the last time, with Dr. Jones Sr., he and I got on our knees. My, how he called on the Lord. And I thought, my, if we could just hold this school true, the days to come, that this institution may be the institution that will make giants like David to stand bold and content for the faith once delivered to the saints. And I say this because I haven't been able to speak to you for a long time. I'm out on the field. But I've seen some of our boys, and I say, "Where are you? Where have you been, sir? We don't see you any longer." "Well," he said, "I've changed in my views. My philosophy is different. My ideology is different. I see things different now." And I thought, my, what a horrible thing it's going to be when he gives an answer to God for the souls that he has turned away from hearing the word of God. And we've made a mockery of the many things that God has given to us. Now, I've kind of exhorted this morning. Shall we be like David, dare to stand up and contend and fight the battle? That we might be true to him. If God's called you to preach, preach. If God has called you to the mission field, he'll prepare the way and send you out and provide your needs. Girls, if God has called you to the mission field or to some other place, I pray that you may yield to that calling, that this institution might be used of God in a miraculous way in the days to come. There are very few today. I walked on all Oberlin campus, and I saw where they had put up that effigy of Christ. When they protested about a certain matter on the campus, they screamed in great numbers, "If thou be the Christ, come down from the cross and save thyself." And I saw the picture of Finney on the wall. I was out in Massachusetts where Dwight L. Moody had established that school. When I saw the horrible things that existed on the campus, I said, "Thank God for the school that I represent. May we never have it said someday, they used to be. They had power at one time. They were on fire for God, but today they've gone the way of all flesh." I see the downfall of these schools. We can count on our fingers today the schools that are true to the Lord. And if you're not saved this morning, my friend, visitor, maybe a student, you ought to get right with God. Now's the acceptable time, and now's the day of salvation. We thank God the people have been saved this week. Others have dedicated themselves to the Lord. May we be found faithful to Him. I pray that this Bible conference we've had today has meant something to you, not just to meet friends and come together again, but where we've met the Lord Jesus Christ, and we've surrendered all to Him, and we're going to be used of Him for His honor and glory. Shall we bow our heads for just a prayer? Our Father, now we pray thy blessing upon the furtherance of this chapel. Guide and direct us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for the Chapel Platform. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can send a check for $5.13 to Campus Store, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina. The zip code is 29614. Just mention the speaker, Dr. Gilbert Stenholm, the message titled Prayer, and also be sure to mention today's date. The Chapel Platform has been sponsored by Bob Jones University. Join us again for the Chapel Platform.